This is the Red Sox Precap with your hosts, Keaton DeRocher and Shelley Verstrate. Part of the Over the Monster Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Red Sox Precap, the podcast from the Over the Monster Podcast Network, where we recap the series that just ended, preview the series about to start for the Boston Red Sox. I'm your host, Keaton DeRocher, joined as always by Shelley Verstrate. Shelley, this was an entertaining series here with Toronto.
Yeah, it really was, especially like this this last game here. You know, do we really have to talk about the first one?
Yeah, maybe we can make that one a quick one.
Yeah.
We heard about that jet stream out to right. We really got to see it in action tonight in particular. Yeah. That was fun. All right, well, let's start with the bad news. Game one, Eduardo Rodriguez versus Hyunjin Ryu, and Ryu looked like the ace that he is. He is a very good pitcher. Erod, however, was very hittable, gave up 11 hits in his five innings, and five of those hits came around a score. On his last two starts, he's had a decent amount of strikeouts, but hasn't really done much outside of that and has been getting BABIPs to death. 429, 579. He's just super hittable. What's going on here?
Honestly, I think that he's too much in the zone. At, you know, maybe he's throwing too many strikes. I looked up his zone percentage just for the year overall, and it is up by 4 percentage points. So I think that's kind of like the biggest thing. He's throwing too many strikes, like too many hittable pitches, I think. And it's, you know, he's just like dinking and dunking just all of these like singles and doubles, like in between like the infield and outfield. It's just kind of like, you know, hitting it into no man's land. So I think it's kind of bad luck, just based on like batted ball stuff. It's just hitting it right into where people aren't. But also I just think that he just needs to kind of throw some less hittable pitches. So I still think that he's not quote unquote like broken, you know?
Yeah.
But he just needs to tweak, some of the, locations of his pitches.
Yeah. Trust that breaking stuff. Get him to reach.
Yeah.
Matt Andreis followed. And he gave up another 3 runs in his 3 innings of work. His ERA is now up to 5.48 and a really terrible 1.78 whip. Is the shine starting to come off Andreis here, or do we just kind of have to push through it?
Yeah, I was kind of like a big like Matt Andreis fan, like when we signed him. You know, I just like, oh yeah, this he'd be like perfect, like in the bullpen as like a long man type, and can just really just hold down the fort. Yeah, he has not looked good. He threw 64 pitches in this outing. In his last outing on Friday, he threw 15. He, you know, blew the save, but got the win. But still, it's just, yeah, he's just not in a good place right now. Unfortunately, there's some other, you know, worse offenders in that bullpen. So I think that his job is safe. But yeah, he's in a bad spot right now.
Yeah, trending that way. Offense only had 5 hits. Rough day at the office. 2 for Alex Verdugo, who did have a double, but Ryu was really in control of this from the get-go. 7 shutout innings, only 4 hits, 7 strikeouts, no walks. We talked in our preview of this series. We figured this was going to be the most difficult one for the Red Sox to pull out, and that was absolutely the case.
Yeah.
Just kind of a little bit of everything went wrong. Then we get into the fun stuff, starting with Game 2. Garrett Richards, Ross Stripling. Offense jumped all over Stripling, put up 6 runs before he left the game in only 3 2/3 innings, 5 of which came in the first. Enrique Hernandez, Verdugo, JD Vasquez all had home runs in this game. Garrett Richards was effectively wild in his 6 2/3 innings of work. He struck out 5, but walked 4, gave up 7 hits, but really limited the damage. So he has had a stretch over his last 5 starts. He's 4-0 with a 2.27 ERA. That's a really fun Garrett Richards to watch.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on this start?
Yeah, I'm really concerned about the increase in walks, like, the last couple games, because he had, like, a 3-game stretch prior to these two where he really wasn't walking anyone. And even prior to that, he was walking people, but he was still trying to get his mechanics together. And then it looked like he righted the ship there, but it's starting to, that ship is starting to take on a little bit of water, for lack of, I don't know, just keeping up, I guess, that metaphor. it's just the walks are starting to come back, so I'm a little bit scared. I mean, he faced the Mets, Rangers, and Orioles, and then, you know, he's faced a little bit, you know, better competition here lately, and the walks are coming back. So I'm a little bit nervous still. I'm like, did he just kind of, you know, just kind of feast on some, you know, lesser lineups, and we got a little excited, and now, yeah, I'm a little bit scared.
I'm still optimistic, which I'm sure will shock you. But I feel like that larger sample size of the 5 games, like you mentioned, the walks did kind of start to creep up, obviously, quite a bit here. But his stuff is so good that he's been able to limit the damage, which makes me feel like he has a control over his mechanics, and he's feeling much better and more confident in himself, so that things don't go from bad to worse like they did in his first few starts. And the strikeouts have been there, which is really nice to see. So I feel good. It doesn't feel like Pivetta, who we'll get to, who pitched in the game tonight, where it kind of felt like he'd been playing with fire. I still feel confident when he goes out there.
Yeah.
Extra base, or not extra base, it's multi-hit games. Kike Hernandez had 3 hits, Verdugo had 2, Bogarts had 2, Devers had 2. 13 in total for the Red Sox in this matchup. Garrett Richards got the win. Whitlock only pitched 1/3 of an inning, gave up 1 run. Ottavino, nice clean inning. And then Josh Taylor again. Another nice outing. No strikeouts, no hits, 1 walk in his 1 inning to finish it out. And then tonight happened. This was a weird one. Pitching matchup, Nick Pivetta versus Steven Matz. Neither one of them was very good. Red Sox again had a 5-run inning, this time in the second. Pivetta immediately gave up runs in the first and the second. Down 2-0, the Red Sox came back with 5, and then it was 5-3, and then it was 5-5, and then it was 7-5, and then quite a fun 9th inning. That 9th inning went, now I lost it. I had the play-by-play. I'll try to remember. You know what just happened. Tallbuck led off the 9th with a single, then Chavis followed with a single, and then both of them moved over on a wild pitch. So the tying runs are in scoring position with only 1 out, and then Verdugo grounded out, advancing the runners. So the tying run was at 3rd for J.D. Martinez, who hit a go-ahead 2-run homer out into that jet stream and right. Bobby Dalbec also had a big 3-run homer in that massive 5-run inning that went to right field and bounced off the foul pole. The fact that the Red Sox had to come back in this game twice and then let a lead really kind of bleed through the middle innings here, but then came back with that massive 9th inning, this feels like a really good win.
Yeah. Yeah, this was an absolute great win. Like you said, both starting pitchers did not have it, and they looked absolutely horrible. Yeah, but just how they came back, you know, they came back and scored, you know, 5 five rounds in the second, and then they come back in the ninth against Dolise, which is just always great to see, right? Like, this is like, this is why I just like love baseball. It's not over until it's over, and just, you know, JD just dingers. It was just a really, really up and down roller coaster, exciting game.
Yep. Nick Pivetta went 5 innings. He gave up 5 runs, 4 earned. Did have 8 strikeouts, though, only 2 walks. A bit of a mixed bag in his performance here. What was your overall feelings on his start tonight?
Yeah, I guess I feel kind of like the same usually after a Pivetta game. I'm just like, okay. This was definitely different for him because he upped his strikeouts, but then also upped his hits. So, and his last couple, his last prior games, you know, it was more of he was controlling the hits, but he also wasn't getting the strikeouts. So it's like, he was like, it's just like a totally different game. Obviously, I would like the ones where he doesn't give up the hits, but yeah, it was a really interesting outing for him.
Yeah. Sawamura followed with 2/3 of an inning, gave up 2 runs, neither were earned. Then Darwinson came in, shut down an inning, and then Valdez pitched an inning and a third for the win, and Barnes, his 10th save of the year, striking out the side. Man, does he look good.
Yeah.
So that does it for the series against Toronto. Red Sox were able to hang on to sole possession of first place in the division. The Rays are only a game back. The Yankees a game and a half. And the Blue Jays 2.5. It is a tight, tight, tight division. Who is your MVP for this series?
I think I'm just going to give it to JD just because of that home run.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like he had a bad series. He had hits, was productive, but sealed the series win with the 9th inning 2-run blast. JD's got it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and preview the series against the Phillies. Red Sox now move to the National League East, where they will head to Philadelphia for a 3-game set. This is about the worst possible pitching matchups the Red Sox could have hoped for here. They start right off the bat with Martin Perez versus Aaron Nola, then Nate Eovaldi versus Chase Anderson, and Erod versus Zach Wheeler. Nola is a stud. This is going to be a real tough matchup for Perez.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I do like to watch Nola. I find him a really, really fun pitcher to watch. Kind of not like super ace-like, so not like DeGrom-like, but still extremely fun to watch. But I don't really think I'm going to enjoy this matchup because I think that he's going to have, a great game against our offense. And Perez, I think, is probably going to scuffle a little, struggle a little bit with some of these bats for the Phillies.
Yeah, tough ballpark too.
Yeah.
Very homer friendly, which I don't think bodes well for all three of the pitchers we got going here. Eovaldi going in game 2 hasn't given up a home run all year, but he has been real hittable in his recent starts, and it feels like this might be the straw that breaks the camel's back, so to say. Although Perez has been on a heater, going back to the series or the first game of the series, I wonder if he continues his streak of like 5-6 innings, 2 runs, that should put the Red Sox in a position to be competitive for the game, though, right?
Because if we can just get into the Phillies bullpen, and whether we're tied, or maybe just like, a couple runs, behind, we still have a chance because that bullpen is absolutely, it's not great. So
yeah,
as long as we can keep it close, and then get to that bullpen, we definitely have a chance.
Yeah, get past the starters, keep it within a dinger's distance, and I think we're gonna have a fun series on our hands. We talked about Evaldi and Chase Anderson, Rodriguez, Wheeler. Wheeler has been on a heater as well his past few, and Rodriguez has kind of struggled with, as you outlined, being really hittable, and this is not a ballpark to be real hittable.
No, it is not.
No. So what is your prediction for this series?
I think we take 1 out of 3. Just because Nola and Wheeler are great. I mean, I know the bullpen for the Phillies is not great either, but, you know, Eovaldi has looked hasn't looked great, and, you know, Erod has struggled as well, and then Perez is Perez. So, yeah, I think we take 1 out of 3, sadly.
I'm going to go with 2 out of 3 for the Red Sox. I'm going to be optimistic. I don't feel great about it, but I just feel like baseball is weird.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Right now, the Phillies sit at second in the NL East, a game and a half behind the Mets. It's a good baseball team.
Yeah.
The roster resource has the projected lineup for the Phillies, who do have some guys out with injury. Well, actually, they have J.C. Ramos all projected to be back, so that actually doesn't bode well for the Red Sox, since he's been out dealing with some bumps and bruises. But McCutchen leading off, Gene Segura second, Bryce Harper third, Realmuto fourth, Hoskins fifth, Bohm sixth, Herrera seventh, and something called Nick Matton at shortstop batting eighth. I wonder when in particular Realmuto will come back into the series, but the middle of the order is tough. The very top and bottom, not so much.
Yeah, it's definitely like a stars and scrub team, especially because, you know, Didi just landed on the injured list this past week, and, you know, Bohm, Matone, and Herrera aren't really hitting very well. Bohm especially is not hitting well, which is kind of surprising. So yeah, you just got to get past, you know, 2, 3, 4, and maybe 5. Hoskins can be either hot or cold, but just get past that, you know, heart of the lineup, and then you'll be okay.
Yeah. Hoskins currently leads the team with 8 homers, Harper right behind him with 7. McCutchen has 7 in a leadoff spot. It's weird to see a team have a leadoff hitter hitting worse than the Red Sox leadoff hitter. However, Andrew McCutchen leads the team at 29 walks and has a 350 OBP. So that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Should be another good series, though. That is for sure.
Yeah.
Who is your prediction for series MVP?
I'm going to go with Enrique Hernandez. He had a pretty good series, you know, against the Blue Jays after coming off the injured list. So I think that he's going to keep it going.
Been hot.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Richards. just going to keep picking him every time he's out there.
Love it.
All right. Red Sox have, what is that? 8 games now against the AL East. They've got this game against series against the Phillies, and then we will be back with you on Sunday to preview the series against the Braves, and then they finish up that trip with a little home set against the Marlins as well. So thanks for listening, and we will be with you again on Sunday.